Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Angelique Elkhorn of All Creatures Small Animal Hospital on new pet safety.
Holiday times mean many people welcomed a new member of their family in times, if maybe it was a gift or a cat or a dog. If I'm a new pet owner, what are some of the most basic things I should know about the first couple months of owning a pet health-wise?
Sure. One of the first things that I would recommend, regardless of how the pet was acquired, be it from a shelter, a friend, or a breeder, is to make an initial appointment with your local veterinarian. They're going to be able to do an initial physical exam and look over any paperwork you had, see if the animal has anything that you need to know about, any health issues, or when they're going to need their next vaccines. Just a kind of a well pet exam. Just like we take our kids in for our well child exam, we want to make sure that our furry family members get that same care that they need.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people make in owning a pet? And is it maybe not bringing them to the vet enough? Or just kind of tell us what those are.
Sure. I think most people, of course, are very well-intentioned when they bring new pets into their home. But what we have to remember, especially this time of year, is it's not only stressful for us, but it's stressful for them as well. So don't make any snap decisions, so to speak, about your pet's personality at this point in time. Give them a couple weeks to get to know you, get to know what your schedule is going to be like, and after that, then address any issues that may come up.
What are some of the things that are most common that people maybe either worry about too much or maybe don't worry about enough?
Sure. There's a lot of information out there, especially in today's age of being able to Google anything. So I think what some people worry about a little bit too much is the fact that, you know, my dog sneezes and suddenly I'm on the internet or I'm on Facebook and I'm trying to figure out why. And they get worried that something is seriously wrong when maybe it's just not that serious. So, of course, we all jump to the internet, myself included, to find as much information as we can. But remember to take a step back and always ask some sort of a medical professional if you have concerns about your pet.
How often should I take my pet to the vet? I mean, I've never owned a pet myself. It's always been my parents. I don't really know if I just got a cat.
Most of our animals are going to need to be seen on about an annual basis. That's for a young, healthy pet. Of course, that allows us to do the things that we think about, like vaccines, but it also allows us to give them a general checkup, get their weight, look at their teeth, look at their ears, some of those things that a pet owner may not be doing on a regular basis. And that allows us to address any concerns that we may have before it becomes a problem. Now, as our pets age, or if you've adopted a senior pet, your veterinarian may recommend even a biannual exam, again, to just address any issues before they become a big problem.
What are some of the easy steps I can take at home to maybe prevent having to come to the vet for something more serious? Because obviously I want the best, and sometimes bringing them to the vet is very stressful.
One thing that I would recommend is if you have a dog, especially if you have a younger dog, consider using some sort of a confinement training. Things like kenneling or even isolating to a certain room of the home. A lot of things that we can see that fall under the preventable category are the either my dog ate something or my dog injured himself when I wasn't there. You know, they just made some bad choices. So starting out with having them in some sort of a kennel or a confinement, a lot of times can be for their own good. Of course, things are different with cats, and cats don't generally need to be kennel trained or anything like that, but we're going to want to make sure they know where their litter box is to prevent any urinary accidents because they can't find their box, and be careful with things like string or, you know, this time of year tinsel or in a couple months Easter grass. Those can all be dangerous to our little kitty friends.
When should I become concerned? Is it abnormal behavior? I guess at what point should I start to become alarmed and have to go to a vet?
The basic answer is if you are worried as a pet parent, we are going to be worried too. You know your pet best. And if you are seeing something that has you concerned, even it's something as simple as, you know what, my cat always greets me when I come home from work and today I had to go drag him out from under the bed, that can be a sign of a real illness. So if you're worried, even if you think it's something silly, I would contact your veterinarian.
All right. Any final advice for new pet owners coming into the new year as far as health-wise?
Not really any advice. Just everybody have fun, take it slow, and hopefully these guys become members of your family for a long, long time to come.
Thanks to Dr. Angelique Elkhorn for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.